Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today we have two poems for you. The first one is called Crazy Eights by Bart Edelman, and the second one is called Self-Help Sonnet 1 by K.D. Battle. Bart Edelman's poetry collections include Crossing the Hackensack, Under Damaris's Dress, The Alphabet of Love, The Gentleman, The Last Mojito, The Geographer's Wife, Whistling to Trick the Wind, and This Body is Never at Rest, New and Selected Poems from 1993 to 2023. He has taught at Glendale College, where he edited Eclipse, a literary journal, and most recently in the MFA program at Antioch University, Los Angeles. His work has been widely anthologized in textbooks published by City Light Books, Etruscan Press, Fountainhead Press, Harcourt Brace, Longman, McGraw-Hill, Prentice Hall, Simon Schuster, Thompson Henley, the University of Iowa Press, Wadsworth, and others. Our second poet, K.D. Battle, is an ex-nuclear submarine mechanic, ex-lead singer, and an instructor of writing for all. He has taught for acclaimed institutions such as The Telling Room and is currently pursuing an MFA at Western Michigan University, where he is the assistant director of first-year writing. He hopes you live a life of wonder and compassion. Here first is Bart Edelman with his poem, Crazy Eights.
I'm Bart Edelman from Pasadena, California. Crazy Eights is a poem of mortal combat, illustrated by a simple card game most of us have played at one time or another, especially as children. However, in this case, the stakes are quite high, as the narrator and God compete for the ultimate victory, the narrator's future, and his soul as well. Think Faust in reverse. Crazy Eights. In the recurring dream, 66 nights straight, God and I play crazy eights, betting fate against the odds either of us has to offer. It's a deliberate process, and we take our time. Occasionally, stillness is broken by a spirited run of success, yet we both stroke our beards as if something far greater waits wing-like to fly. I've vowed for a week now to turn the table, create a different surface, change the contest to a game more daring and provocative. After all, it's my future at stake. God appears quite set with his, smiling like a benevolent devil. Perhaps, then, the end is not near, as long as I match rank or suit. Discard what remains in my hand. Exact payment for the life I've led.
Hey y'all, this is K.D. Battle reading Self-Help Sonnet 1 for Vita Poetica. I'm very excited to be reading this for y'all today. And this poem came about from my own teaching experience when I lived and worked in Maine. And I have to say, you know, my students taught me a lot. And as I've shifted into writing pretty much only sonnets for poetry, I found that the Susian sonnet, that form, fit really well for bringing this memory to life. So, thank you. Hope you enjoy. Self-Help Sonnet 1. In Kennebunkport, my students taught me to sift through the river for old pottery. Those days were hot, barefoot, even though there were rusty fish hooks. I mean, these kids were down with crazy, wild, like the wild education I taught them. Barefooted. Fragments of names, of lives, of precious things were pulled from the rush. When the days were colder, we would burn birch in the woods, following animal trails. Taught the youth to survive without a phone and to build forts and just be. Place on screens, resolve grievances as peers, sans fears, with space to grow and safety to fall back on. Certainly a unique job, but I loved those kids. And dozens of parents dropped off cherubs in the middle of the deep Maine woods, sounds like nightmare fuel. Rain or shine, snow or sleet, lightning our only bane. We colored in the wilds of South Coastal Maine. Pack in, pack out, bougie ass, granola mom, Osiris backpacks. Once made 30 kids under 11 walk 13 miles in a day. One was 4. Lol. They liked it. It was a good day. Everyone was properly hydrated. Went to the beach. We flew. But these memories are mere fragments. My jar broken. The children reaching for something new.
That was K.D. Battle reading his poem, Self-Help Sonnet 1. And before that, you heard Bart Edelman reading his poem, Crazy Eights.
You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.